Dodona Manor was home to a man Winston Churchill cited as the greatest American of the 20th century, George Marshall. He was said to have personified America's transformation from small-town insularity to global prominence. During his career, Marshall served in two world wars and under eight U.S. presidents. He was the only professional soldier to have been awarded the Nobel Prize in 1953. But Rachel Thompson, the education director at Dodona Manor, says Marshall is perhaps best remembered for the plan he helped to develop and implement in his role as U.S. Secretary of State in the Truman administration in 1947, the Marshall Plan for European Reconstruction after World War II.
People in Europe remember him for that. When we open our doors to guests here at Dodona Manor, we have people who come from Germany. We have people who come from the Netherlands, from European countries that were recipients of the Marshall Plan, and they come into this house, and with tears in their eyes, they say, "We would not have survived without the Marshall Plan." And that makes us feel that he was America's hero to the world.
Born in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, 1880, Marshall went on to become a soldier and statesman who, Thompson says, left an indelible mark on American history.
He graduated from VMI, and after he graduated, he took the test to get his commission into the United States Army. And on September 1st, 1939, he became U.S. Army Chief of Staff, which meant that he controlled the entire United States Army. Quite a hefty task during World War II. And in 1944, he became a five-star general, one of very few.
At the height of his career, amidst all the attention, George Marshall and his wife Catherine were seeking a place of repose. Christy Lallier, the assistant director at Dodona Manor, explains.
Mrs. Marshall felt that they were sort of living in a fishbowl, that they really didn't have a lot of privacy. And so they were looking for a place just to sort of get away a little bit, maybe on the weekends, someplace to.
Catherine Marshall found their Leesburg home in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountain in 1941. Christy Lallier guides the tour of the house.
We're standing in the hallway of the Marshall House, Dodona Manor. As I mentioned earlier, it's an 1820s house with two later 19th century additions. This hallway is very typical of the federal style of architecture, where you have a center hallway with parlors on either side.
From the layout of the furniture to wallpaper color and design, everything in the house was restored faithfully to its original design. To preserve Marshall's legacy, the George C. Marshall International Foundation started a four-phase restoration project in 1999. The project started with exterior stabilization and restoration, and moved on to the interior restoration, such as re-engineering the floor in the dining room to accommodate many daily visitors to the house. Here, Lallier says, the visitor gets a glimpse of Marshall's low-profile lifestyle from his bedroom, the smallest in the house with very simple furnishings.
He did not acquire very much in order to live. And we have only one major, aside from the bed, one major piece of furniture, and this is a chiffonier where he kept his shirts.
In her memoir, Together, Catherine Marshall recalled her husband returning from war-torn Europe to Dodona Manor after World War II, saying, "This is home, a real home after 41 years of wandering." Marshall had two favorites at Dodona Manor, the garden and this library, where he spent many a quiet moment pondering matters of international significance. Now, nearly half a century after this statesman pondered the world from this weathered bench, Marshall's legacy lingers, just like the scent from the blooming garden of honeysuckle. For producer Liu Enming, Elaine Liu, VOA News.
Wangwang英语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。